Jumbo ones once upon a time, but
got any limas?
No, I don't plant no limas. We plant peas take place there. Plant collard peas most of the time, and some kind of a Dixie Lee peas, but it's kind of a clay pea, looks very much like what's commonly known as cow pea.
Now the kind you just snap up and put them in the, well, the kind you just...
That's a pole bean, you see. Now peas, we nearly always have snaps in them.
Yeah.
We gather a few snaps and put them in the peas, not all the time. We got them up in the deep freeze both ways.
The kind of beans you don't have to get out of a pod. You just eat them pod and all.
Yeah, that's snap bean, that's pole bean. And I eat the peas. When I'm gathering the peas, I'll eat the full ones, the shell, then I'll gather some snaps, what's called snaps, a few put all through that. Give the peas a different flavor. They're good.
When you make turnips, you cut the top off and make a mess of...
No, we never, it's a rare thing that we ever separate. We cook the tops and the roots together.
Make a mess of
the turnips or whatever you want.
When you cook greens, you...
Vegetables.
What other kind of stuff do you raise? You raise mustard
greens?
Collards.
A few cabbage, but not very much. I don't have much luck with cabbage. And beets. I got some right pretty beets and not big enough to eat yet, but I got tomatoes, a few tomatoes, big as the end of my finger out there now.
When you make a salad, what do you raise? Did you ever raise these things? Come up and dig.
Make a wick.
Leafy heads. When you make a salad, do you ever raise stuff for a salad?
Well, not especially very much. We, you have to nourish lettuce around. I never did raise it. We always buy what little we want, a head of lettuce, you know.
Two.
It'll last us a long time, you know.
Yeah.
We have raised our tomatoes. Now you're talking about the difference. I know you know the difference in a fresh tomato and what we call store-bought tomatoes.
Yeah.
In other words, the cold storage tomatoes. You can go there in Georgia, I reckon you ought to know something about that, and get peaches right off the ripe from the orchard. They're 2-1 better than the ones you go over here in Louisiana and buy out of a store. Because it's just nature ripened. That's the way tomatoes are. And it's a good many things like that, you know. I can't think of anything right offhand and right this minute, but I know it's a lot of things you can take pears off of trees and pull them before they get ripe. Well, they're not near as good even if you put them up there and let them ripen some.
Yeah.
I can remember when we was kids. We used to gather a good many plums, and some of them would just be yellow, you know, or red, or whatever color they happen to be, type they happen to be. And a lot of them wouldn't be ripe enough to eat. We'd take them home and put them in, bury them down in the meal. That's what they always said. I don't know whether that did any good or not, but bury them down in the meal and let them ripen, maybe a week or two, but they wasn't near as good as